Justin Steele's first pitch is hit high and deep right field by Kyle Schwarber. Back at the wall is Suzuki. He's looking up, and it's gone. Kyle Schwarber, who spent the week at the All-Star game in Los Angeles, has homered on his first swing, first pitch he sees to start the second half. It's 1-0 Philly.
Well, if you turn the game off right there, good night. Good morning, everybody. I'm Glenn Mack, now with Jody Mack. How you doing, Jody?
Good, buddy, except for the next eight innings of that game. Yes, yeah. They got through the top of the first two.
Yeah.
Schwarber homers, and then unfortunately they had to play eight more innings.
Yeah, I was long gone. Well, let me just give the basics. 15-2 Chicago. Cubs out hit the Phillies 19-6. Two home runs in the ninth inning. Five runs for the Cubs in the ninth off of that ace reliever Garrett Stubbs on the mound. Jody, I was long gone by then. I don't know about you. I watched the last episode of The Old Man, which we'll talk about later, which means I missed Derek Hall hitting that 450-foot bomb. So the Phillies kind of bookended the game, I guess is what it was, right?
You went to The Old Man. I went to Monday Night Raw. So, we both got out. Didn't need to see a further beatdown. And, yes, I, too, missed the home run by Hall in the bottom of the ninth. Yeah, it was depressing because I told you yesterday I was going to put up a Twitter poll. And I did, like, 24 hours before our show today was going to start. So I thought I could get a decent number of respondents. And I know how I voted. And, oh, by the way, quickie here, because when you and I were last on, we did our favorite drafting the greatest TV shows of all time.
Yeah.
And I loved the comments that we got after we put it up on Twitter. But how many people felt the need to point out spelling mistakes? Really?
Yes.
On Twitter? Are you going to do that, really? Jamal did a great job. Thinking Jamal, our former producer.
Jamal Odom. That was a few years back. Yeah,
yeah, just a couple decades. Tahir did a great job, and there was a lot of stuff to put down there, and he might have misspelled a name or two of a show or whatever. And people are just sitting there correcting his spelling, which makes me nuts, and they did it to me in the poll question I put up yesterday. After a four-day hiatus, the Phillies are back tonight. How would you describe your feeling of their return? Three choices. Second half.
I know.
Why? Because you're only allowed 25 characters. I know it should have been wet, W-H-E-T, your appetite, to be completely grammatically correct. Well, you got to make some edits if you want to get it in. So I put wet appetite for second half, and I got about nine responses. It's W-H-E-T, Jody. Yeah, I know. Please try and curb your high school grade teacher needs when I do these things. But 65% said getting ready for the second half, excited for it. And then they came out and laid that egg last night.
And your spelling aside, which, yes, I don't particularly care or worry about, but you know that social media is full of people who want to be right and want you to be wrong. That's one of the five essentials of social media. I'm right, you're wrong, including spelling.
Fine.
Don't worry about it. Don't sweat it. And they have been good as of late. They won the three against the Marlins going into the All-Star break, pitched really well. But yesterday's game kind of showed you all of the faults that they do have, which give you doubts. All right, so let me run through them. Kyle Gibson, who's been very up and very down and had been pretty good, and I think his last three or four starts got waxed. The defense was poor. Hoskins made that horrible play on the cutoff. Go ahead.
No, I was just saying, spot on, right.
Yeah, okay. The bullpen was pretty bad, starting with Familia. Remember how we hated the Familia signing when it happened? We were right.
Well, you might have been right. I actually thought it was an okay signing.
Okay. I didn't.
I can't take credit for that one.
Another just dreadful night by Nick Castellanos, who's the three-hole hitter, who grounded out four times and struck out once, and is hitting just .248 with a .664 OPS, not what you thought you'd get for that five-year, $100 million contract. So, Jody, it's one game. I don't know about you. You don't take much out of it. This is, as they say, you burn the tapes, you flush it away, you move on. Today it's Zach Wheeler versus Marcus Stroman, and you just kind of you look at it that way.
That's what you have to do, because it is, at the end of the day, it's one of 162. But it had a little bit more importance because it was the start of the second half. And yes, for you Twitter-aholics out there, I know it's not exactly the second half. It's well into the second half because it's past the 82nd.
You're taking this very personally.
Yeah, I do. I'm sorry.
Don't let these people under your skin. Come on.
A little sensitive.
That's their goal.
What can I tell you? I'm fair-skinned, and it's hot out, and I need more sunblock and spelling block and everything else. But, yeah, I know it's just one game, but it did kind of denote something, and it denoted that this team has still got issues and holes. And I wasn't worried that Dave Dombrowski would be overconfident with this bunch. I think he knows that upgrading is still a necessity. But in case you were worried that maybe they played well enough in the first half and, hey, they were in a playoff spot at the end of the first half of the season, yeah, he's got to see after the game last night. I still got my work cut out for me.
Sure. Now, the one thing that gives you heart, although yesterday's game would have really kind of fallen into it, is they have an easy schedule for the rest of the year. The Cubs, of course, being part of that.
Didn't we start that last night?
Yes. So 69 remaining games, 33 against the five worst teams in the National League. 42 of them against teams below 500. They still have 11 left with the Nationals, who are terrible. They still have 7 with the Pirates, 7 with the Reds. They play the Diamondbacks. They have 9 with the Marlins. So, you know, my expectation, and I don't know if yours is the same, is that they will make the playoffs, that there are – all right, let me just do this real fast. There are 6 playoff spots. We agree the Mets and the Dodgers and the Braves are pretty much locks at this point.
And one team from the Central, because somebody's got to win that division.
Right, so okay, fine.
4 of the 6 are pretty much locked up.
Okay, 4 of the 6, so there would be, there's 5 teams going for the other 3 spots, but you're right. One of them is going to go either to the Brewers or the Cards. So there's 4 teams then going for 2 spots. The Padres, the Brewers or Cards, the Giants, and the Phillies. If you believe the projections from FanGraphs, the Phillies have the lowest percent going into last night, 47%, Giants 49%. If you go to 538.com, which did 199,000 simulations, Jody, that'd be a fun afternoon, they have a 66% chance. I don't know. What do you think?
Yeah. Do you want me to take my Philly-colored glasses off?
Yes.
And tell you, I think it's a toss-up. It's a 50-50. Can they make it? Will they miss it? If you say, Jody, get off the fence, go 51-49, I'll go 51-49. Now, you want me to put my Philly glasses back on? Yeah, I'm more like 60-40, but that's with rooting interest included, which we shouldn't really do. I'm not going to get nuts because they not only lost last night but looked ugly doing so. But my opinion was going into the All-Star break that they were probably going to be a playoff team, so I'm not going to change it because they didn't lose out to two of the teams they would be competing with, the Cardinals and Giants, both lost last night too.
Okay. One other thing about last night, because there was, you know, everybody was really interested. Okay, this game's on Apple. What is that going to be like? I thought it was a terrible broadcast. On the plus side, my picture seemed crisper. I don't know if you felt the same.
Absolutely.
On the other hand, it was jumpy. When guys were running, it didn't quite seem, I don't know, fluid to me. And the broadcast team, I know it's easy to rip broadcast teams because they're not yours and you're used to your guys. And I want Tom McCarthy and I want Fransky and I want Merrill. Jody, they wouldn't be quiet for a second. They wouldn't let it breathe. And I, by the third inning, found them completely annoying, regardless of the score of the game.
Not only did they not let it breathe, but when they were talking, what they were saying was completely either inaccurate, and they made just blatant mistakes, and or it was uninteresting. Mm-hmm. I thought the broadcast was pretty damn poor. And yeah, I try and take myself out of listening to my usual broadcasters. You get that with baseball. You know, it's 150 something because they have all these specialized games in other outlets where they can cash big checks for national broadcasts. So it's 150 some odd times. And yes, I do really like our broadcast teams here in Philadelphia. They were just bad. Because I watch other games. I watch the MLB Network all the time. Other games, they pick up feeds from other towns, and it's not a team that I'm rooting for. And I'm like, and they're perfectly fine. No, that was just a from an announcer's standpoint, very poorly announced game. I didn't get that jumpy thing on my TV, and the picture did seem much clearer, much sharper, much brighter, and they even had different camera angles. So from a technological standpoint, I thought it was interesting, and it was different, and I kind of liked it. But from the announcing standpoint, I thought it was awful.
Did you like the little box in the corner that kept telling you 24% chance of RBI? Oh, no, that's a strike, 23% chance of RBI.
A little much. I hear what you're saying, but again, because it was different.
Let me watch the game.
Because it was different, and it was small enough, because sometimes the graphics they put on, you got no choice but to read them, because they take up a third of the screen. As just a little thing in the corner. You could ignore it if you wanted to.
Okay. And tomorrow's game, by the way, is on Amazon. I remember that one last year. I understand.
Tomorrow's Peacock.
Peacock, excuse me. Last year was Amazon. Tomorrow is Peacock. Excuse me. Can't keep my streamers straight, which is a problem as you grow older. Anyway, I just I know that it's a money grab by baseball. I understand that in what their explanation is they're bringing it to more of an audience, and it's, you know, more people will get to see the game more ways and so on, but. I don't know. Just give me what I like. I didn't need it at all. And you're right. They were both. They alternated between being boring and incorrect. And that was nothing that I really needed to see. Good news is, I don't know about you. I left after 5.
I stayed till at least the 7th. Okay. I was watching wrestling by the time Mr. Stubbs took the mound in the 9th. Which, by the way, people always talk about. You got an issue with that? Non-pitchers pitching.
Not when you're down 10 runs.
I don't either.
Late, no. I didn't like when Gabe Kapler would do it a lot and early and so on. I mean, you do have, whatever, 8 relievers on your team, but I understand it's a Friday night game, and you got games today and tomorrow, and it's hot. You're going to go through a lot of pitchers, and that game was lost. So I don't have problems with it in a blowout.
Nor do I. And some people do. What do you mean? Everybody just had 4 days off. How are your pitchers not ready? Yeah, but who cares? The game's over. You lost. Do whatever you have to do, whatever is best for your ball club. I don't have a problem with it.
Yeah, okay. 215-592-9494. We got a lot going on today we're looking forward to sharing with you. We're going to get some Eagles talk in. Training camp opens on Tuesday. Boy, Jody, you know the players are really going to love to be coming when it's 120 degrees out there.
Yeah, but it could have been worse. Could have opened this week. A couple teams did with the Hall of Fame game, so triple digits a couple of days. I know it's supposed to be hot next week, too. It's not like it's going to drop back down into the 70s, but I think next week is going to be less than what this past week was.
Dave Zangaro of NBC Sports Philadelphia is going to join us. We have what we're watching coming up in the 11 o'clock hour. Jody and I are going to give our favorite shows so far of 2022. I got mine. I'm looking forward to hearing yours as well. And coming up in the next segment, we kind of got a little bit of a late start today. Charles Barkley. Hey, when Charles Barkley calls in, I have no problem with Howard going late.
That
no problem at all. So kind of put off to the next segment. What really is the big story of this week, and something that is an interesting story for talk radio, because I think the people are very divided on this. I actually don't know how you feel about this, Jody, but the Sixers announced plans to build their own arena at the cost of the cost that they will pay of $1.3 billion, right in the middle of Center City, 10th and Market, the former gallery. This is a very controversial project for many, many reasons. We're going to explain our thoughts on that and get yours coming up. 215-592-9494. With Jody McDonald, I'm Glenn Mack now. Saturday morning on 94 WIP.